tonight, okay? Just try to cover as much as I can and maybe finish Shereshish, okay? And I must say, I think I did a lot of work here, and I'm not sure that I'll be able to share everything, you know, this evening. We'll see exactly how to see, okay? Asher Shishi. Okay. Let's just, the backdrop over here is the first five Shurashim. The Rambam has had a diatribe, basically, against the Bahag. Okay, attacking the Bahag, counting it's the Rabbonon, accounted the Bahag, that he counts a mitzvah with ribui, accounting the Bahag, that he counts mitzvahs which are not made with deres, he counts in the fourth shurish the mitzvahs which are clearly called Torah Kula, he counts in the fifth shurish mitzvahs which are a very peculiar thing, which are tanya mitzvahs, and the pshat is that even though the word lo in the Torah in general is never, the only pen is lest, okay, and the chiddush is that pen is a loisase, okay, the word lo in the Torah never means lest, okay? And comes the Rambam and says that if you understand what the Kavanas HaTorah is, you'll interpret that this low means lest. And that's ki'ilu, okay? So then it's a very important thing, because really what's happening is a major thing. What's happening is nothing to do with Sherish Shmini, where he's dealing with the issue with the Shlilo or Ashola, okay? Because the Bahag counts Shlilo, as according to at least the Rambam interprets the Bahag. But this is basically Ashola. But it's Ashola, which is the Tam. And Ashola, which is the Tam of Lest, is not in the Yom Mitzvahs, and that's what he's talking about, okay? Now, he's doing something new, okay? He's coming to a Sheresh, which he says at the end of the Shurish, in the way the Arabic translation is, "Be'eni zircha odom sheto'o b'sherish hazeh lefi ma shani zircha achshav." Okay? It's very interesting, okay? He can imagine someone doing it, but, you never find, you know, such honesty in the Rambam. I don't remember, you know, it's like, you know, it's only what my recollection is now, like, it's very interesting, you don't find such a thing. The Rambam is just, is very honest, because he says you're going to find someone, okay, so basically, I'm ready to say I disagree with that person. But he's not coming against the Bahag, okay? This is really a setup, to some extent, for the next church, okay? Which he is going to disagree with the Bahag, okay? And it goes like this, because the Ram starts Asherish Hashishi, and we'll see what the words mean. Shehamitzvah, it's a very strange, he uses the word, and in the original Arabic, it's also al mitzvah, he's referring to mitzvah, but here the word mitzvah doesn't mean mitzvah, it's the broader sense of basically an asei and loisaseh, which are talking about the same topic, or the same dogma, okay? Which is a major, major thing, and he calls it a mitzvah. Okay. But he says this mitzvah is counted as two in Minyan HaMitzvos. Shamitzvah sheyiye bo asei v'lois asei roi limnois asei shebo im mitzvah asei v'lav shebo im mitzvah lois asei. Okay? Now, if you look at the Lashon, it's very interesting, you know. Just besides everything, I would have said to say that you count the mitzvahs asei and mitzvahs lois asei and minyan mitzvahs, okay? So he goes out of his way that the mitzvahs asei is counted with the aseis, and the mitzvahs lois asei is just telling you not only that it's counted, but where you put them. So you get the question that there might be even two issues, but the question of how, or what the issue of counting it, but not only counting it, but where do you count it? Okay? And what he's going to do at the end of the Shurish really is going to explain why that works, okay? And he's going to say like this, why does that work? Because here again, he pulls rank. Rank in the sense that the Rambam comes with a very important assumption. The assumption is that the purpose, that the Mesela, the Ketzat Seda Mishnah, the Sugi and Erevin, Anundalid, where it's discussed that Moshe Rabbeinu went with Aaron, and then he went with Aaron Ubonov, then he went with Aaron Ubonov, and then Aaron Ubonov Zikni Yisrael, and then Kal Yisrael. But, you know, the question is, what was the topic? What was the syllabus? What did he study with them? So, you know, in if you ask, you know, someone learning more Erevin, they get Leon Teira, you know, Leon Teira. Or someone says, you know, more Ashim Teisa. What was the syllabus? So the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis tells you what the syllabus was. And it's a very important thing. The syllabus was that they wrote the Mikrois HaTeira down, okay, that were negeir to each of the Taryag mitzvahs, because the Ram Shita is, and Sherish Beis, that Taryag mitzvahs are mikrois of Teresh of Iksav, and the Ketzat Seda Mishnah, they had this written down, independent of the issue, because Ram doesn't talk about where Teru Megillus Ditno, or Teru Chesuma Ditno. They wrote down the Teresh of Iksav. It's also always the issue of Teresh of Iksav, Teresh Mapeh, and Moshe Rabbeinu taught them and sat down and taught them the Dini Sukkah, the Teresh of Mapeh from Sukkah, or the Teresh of Mapeh from the Mitzvah of the Teresh of Mapeh, the Mitzvah Shefa, Tel Aviv with Tzitzis, the Teresh of Mapeh of the Mitzvah Van Yeshem, Anurich Hashem Elokecho, the Laf from Avodah Zorah, the Laf from whatever you want. That was the Ketzat Seda Mishnah. The Ketzat Seda Mishnah was teaching, okay? Teaching Taryag Mitzvahs, Teresh of Iksav, and Teresh of Arpeh. And that is, again, where the Rambam starts off. Mishnah Terah. Ve'etn l'cho es ha-Terah v'ha-Mitzvah. Terah zu Teresh of Iksav. V'ha-Mitzvah is the Teresh Bapeh that you do the Teira with. And that is what Mishnah Teira is about. And what Mishnah Teira really is trying to do is to pull together what was the Mesira for Moshe Rabbeinu. This was the Mesira. He starts off with the Mikra. He starts off with the Mitzvahs. And everything is... Well, that's why he decided to formulate Mishnah Teira in an organization pattern of mitzvahs, really to recreate the Mesela. And that's why it's very important in the Hakdamah to talk about the Mesela from the Arba'im Deiros, because that's what Talmud Bavli was, and that's what he's trying to pull together, this Mesela. Okay. So the Rambam then has an assumption that what is Mesela all about? Mesela is all about Ketzat Seda Mishnah. So therefore, Therefore, the Matike Ashmur, then one of their jobs is to tell us about mitzvahs and what they are. That's why you find many points in Sifur and Sifri, Zu mitzvah seh and Zu mitzvahs loiseh. And that's why the Rambam in Shir Sheni could come with an assumption and say that if the Matike Ashmur, they would certainly tell us that this appears from a kubel and guf teiro the reisa. And the fact that they don't tell us is a raidach that it's only a gibel midas. Why is that? Because that's their job. Their job is to give over tayag mitzvahs. And that's why tayag mitzvahs and the whole Mishneh Torah is something central in the Rambam's whole way of looking at Torah. Okay? So now we have that. Okay? That is what the Maseret is all about. Okay? So now, okay. So that's what he goes on. That's what Shir Sheni is. All the time, that's what he quotes, that he quotes and he goes with assumption that that's when the member from Simloi, that Simloi is coming to tell us what was the Maseret about? Tayag mitzvahs, nemel Moshe Misinai, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu's job, is to give over these mitzvahs. Okay? And then he bedashed the pasuk that it says Teretziv Alon Moshe, which is the gemachi of Tay of Tafreshir Aleph, and there's a hekish from that because the end of the pasuk says Moyroshe Kilus Yaakov. That's how he knows in Cherish Gimel that mitzvahs are kilu a Yerusha and Miladeus. Okay, and this is everything over here is about this idea of Tayag mitzvahs. Nemu Lamoshe Mesinai. Okay? That's what's going on. Now, but over here, this issue that the Aseishim and the Loisaseh are two separate mitzvahs, how does he know that? He tells you, you know who told us this? The Matiki Ashmur. And that's what he says at the end of the Sherish. We just have to go through and see what he's saying. That's when he goes to the end of the Shailish, and he says, V'har be'pomim, oh, he says, excuse me, V'lav shebo, V'chol min me'elu, he has three types of sets of mitzvah seh v'lois seh. We'll see what the three sets are, but that's really relevant to me at the moment. V'chol min me'elu, Roi Shiyimne Asei Shebo Bichlau Mitzvah Asei Belav Shebo Bichlau Mitzvah Lois Asei. Why? Key! That's an excellent key. He's going to explain why. Okay? And here, he's the first time he's coming really in the positive. He says all the time what you shouldn't count. Shein Roi Linnois Mitzvah Rabbonin. Shein roi linnois yud gimel, kol ma shilom gavi yud gimel midas. Shein roi linnois mit shein anorgis and deris. Shein roi linnois mit shekodis kol atogur. Shein roi linnois mit shein tam amitzis, okay? But here it is, what is roi? It's roi to count the mitzis asay and the mitzis lois asay as two separate mitzis, okay? And he says, why ki? Bebeya omur. What's bebeya omur? Is a pirush of a kubel. That's what the Matiki Ashmur told us. And the Matiki Ashmur, whose job is in the Mesera of Ketzat Seidah Mishnah, is to continue this Mesera of what are mitzvahs and what are tayyad mitzvahs. Ki bebeya omu chachomim, the Matiki Ashmur, the Makabali Atera, each one of these three groups, which we'll deal with later, mitzvah shem, shehi mitzvah saseh u'mitzvah slay saseh. So there's a pure shemokumbel here. It means logically, had there not been a pure shemokumbel, which is not even clear that we know the Bahag works a pure shemokumbel, okay, because we don't find any of the mitzvahs which the Rambam counts in Shiur Sheni because of Pirush Mukubal in the minyan of the Ba'ag, we don't find it. Okay, we don't know if he works with it. But the Ba'ag says this principle, which everyone agrees with, is based on the Matik Yashmur. Again and again, the only way, the basic supposition of the whole Sefer Mitzvahs is that this is the Matik Yashmur. And that's their job, to tell us what the mitzvahs are.
Is this a klal, what are you saying?
What?
Every example that we're going to have of an asay and a los asay, the Matik Yashmur are going to tell me, this is an asay, this is a los asay?
No, they're going to tell
us. A principle, and then we...
Not every asay, we're talking about whether they have a case of an asay and a los asay together.
Together, every time you have a case.
That's what
together.
He says. That's what he seems to say.
So there's no klal.
I don't know. No, but he's telling you, B'chol min me'elu roi shignatar v'lav shebo v'be'o v'chom b'chol achas mehen. The achas mehen, I don't know what's the achas mehen. Is it
the category? Is it the category?
Shehi mitzvah saseh mitzvah saseh. I'm not sure, because it's mehen. I'm not sure, I have to go back in the Arabic and understand it. But really, to me, it's irrelevant, okay? What they're doing is either telling you about this klal or they're telling you about these mitzvahs.
But then it's not a shorish. It's not really a shorish. They're just telling me the Aleph Beis Gimel. It is.
Yeah, but it comes out that you can make a global conclusion about this, that's what they were trying to tell you, because there was, since that's their job to tell us the Mesela, that is what it is. V'hal be'pomim yoimu asei shebo. V'lav shebo. It means that basically you could imagine it's one thing, but this mitzvah has an asay and a lois asay. Asay shebo, v'lois shebo. And then he tells you something amazing. He says, then he's really telling you something brand new over here. V'hein shnei inyonim nivdolim. And he's telling you how to interpret this Pirush Mekor. That the Pshat is Heim Shnei Inyonim Nivdolim. What the Chachmei HaMesera are telling you, or that the Mesera of Moshe Mesinai, or that the Mitzaseh Shebo and the Mitzloshes Shebo, even though a priori, looking at them, they look as one thing, as we'll see at the beginning, okay? They're really not. The shnei inyonim. The asei shebo and the loisas ba shnei inyonim. And because the shnei inyonim, tzival echol mehen, v'hizhir halo acher. And he seems to say that the shnei inyonim is that by definition a tzivui and an ashola, a shnei inyonim. Okay? And this is very important. And why is this important? Because the Rambam develops in Shurish HaTshi'i also a concept that in Yoni HaTeira a kevei minyan mitzvahs. So he asks the question, so what's the scoop? What's going on in Shurish HaTshi'i and what's going on over here? So the answer is very simple. What the Ramban over there in Teshuvah Tishii is trying to do is to tell you that sometimes you have a lav mentioned many times in the Torah, and the purpose is in the Torah to tell you chizuk halav, that it's a chomedik halav or something like that. Okay, Shabbos is mentioned many times the lav. Many different things. The assay of Shabbos is mentioned many different times. He talks many different issues, okay? Many different cases, he mentions that, okay? However, says the Rambam, that if these two lavim, even though ostensibly they look similar, but if they basically reflect two inyonim, they are two mitzvahs and minyan HaTeira. In Minyan HaMitzvahs. So L'Chaira, what he's coming to tell you is Minyan HaMitzvahs is a minion of Inyan Eter, or something like that. So you say to yourself, you know, so what's new over here? We knew this already in Sherish Bo. So the answer is Abayisai. That's not correct. We don't know anything from over here. We only know that the difference between Azhora and Tzivui is meaningful in Kevei Minyan HaMitzvahs. That the inyan of the whole concept of Mitzvahs Aseh, and as opposed to Mitzvahs Lois Aseh, is a Kevei Minyan HaMitzvahs. We know nothing that Inyan HaTeira per se might tell you something. And even if you know Shurish Tashi, it's not even clear you know this Shurish, because we don't know that an Aseh and Lois Aseh, by definition, is different in Yoni HaTeira. Okay. You could then come to say, but that really, you know, is speculation. Okay. You could take it another step. That Chazal expressed this conclusion, okay, or once you have this conclusion, Otot Rav Simlois Memra is not only the Tayag Mitzvahs Nem L'Moshe B'Sinai, but it says something that it's Ramach Mitzvahs Aseh and Shisham Mitzvahs Lois Aseh. So you could have said that it's only a way of remembering or how to count it and making sure you have different cheshbonos. So l'chere, after this pirush mekubo of asei shebo and lois asei shebo, it comes out that the whole inyan of asei and lois asei are inyonim acherim legamre, and it's basically two separate inyon. So these are major things that have happened over here, okay? Because he doesn't quote, you'll notice, he doesn't quote the end of Rav Simlois Memra over here. Because he has clearly said in the first few Shurashim that Rav Simloi is a Pirush Mekubal. Okay. But that part of Simloi doesn't even quote here, because we don't know anything about it. Yes?
I don't know if the translation, but your translation, he says, Inyan Azor, Shnei Inyanim Nivdolin, Sivo Be'echlod, Vehizir Min Ho'achir. So the echlod and achir sounds like it's not just the...
No, tzivo al echlod mehen, vihizir al ho achir. Achir means it's not the same one it's tzivo, the other one. There are two in this, as the Yasein Loisa said. There's one is a tzivui, and the other, even though a priori they would have been the same, but there's a tzivui on one thing, and there's azhala on the other one. That's what I think what it was. I don't think it means any difference. Because he says at the beginning, although, now, just let me finish two things over here. Second, I'll show it to you, he says it over here. And you want to see? Da! Okay, let's start reading the show. Da, and then I'll tell you. Da. Shehadobo echod, yeboi asei, vulisse. What's called Dovo Echod? Okay. This Dovo Echod, okay, is the same Al Shai, okay, the same Shai, which he quotes in Shirish Shishi, which is from the Dovo, okay? Because when he asks the Bahag, he says that the person you'll ask, he's Vyevosh, who'll be embarrassed if you ask him the question on what is this being mazir? And he won't know. And the word in Arabic is the al-shai. Okay? And in the Hakidoma, when he talks about, when he says, I'm going to tell you when I'm being moiling the Tayyag Mitzvahs on Kol Dovo, what this is al-ma, or it might be al-ma. This is being mazir or mitziva, what the tziva, what the mitzvah is all about. That's also the shai. And this is the shai over here, okay? And the Rambam clearly calls the aseh shebo and the loisa shaber dovo echo. Da shahadovo echo. Yiyah boy, and this is what he called Sheha Mitzvah. This is referring to the beginning of Shayush. Sheha Mitzvah, Shiyah bo. I say, Veloisa say, that Sheha Dovo. Ho Echod, Yiyah boy, I say, Veloisa say. Okay? And that's what he's talking about. And this is the Dovo. And without the Arabic, without knowing that he's, it's the same word here, the same word when Yevoish, when he asked, the Bahag, when he talks about Tanya Mitzvahs, Tumas Olitz, he says, you know, it's like a metaphysical thing. It's, you know, what are you being asked? He won't be able to say anything, correct? At the Dovah, so there's no Dovah over here. And that's what he says. And that's when he goes out in the Tanya Mitzvahs, and he goes out and explains the Nusach of the Mitzvah, because he has to go through each Mitzvah, what is the Dovah? What is the Mitzvah? Because that was the Kabbalah, the Mesirah was, there's a mitzvah, and the dinim of the mitzvah. And that's why, at the end of most of the mitzvahs, he says, you'll find the dinim in Mesechah this, and Mesechah that. It's not the Rambam is trying to be a sefer ma'amotemes. The Rambam is telling you that this fits the general paradigm of mitzvahs. There's a Torah shebiktav, there's a nusach. Sometimes there might be rice in the matikiyah shmua that is the mitzvah. And they also dinim, which were part of the Maseirah on this mitzvah. Okay? Then, that's what I would tell you. Okay? If that's correct, okay, we take another step. I'm just trying to set up. We're going a little slow this, and the truth is I prepared the whole shogash, but we're going a little slower this evening, because I just wanted these, I think a mama she say this. Okay? Now, that's what he says. However, you shouldn't make the mistake, and this is Agdoma for the next Shurish. This is Agdoma for the next Shurish. And Agdoma is, the next Shurish is like this. Hashurish Hashvi'i, She'in Roy Limnois, Prote Halochis Hamitzvah. Prote alochas hamitzvah. Okay. So it means, and this is what the Bahag does. He's trying to tell you, even though prote alochas are chaloshem, because the dinim are yes, part of the Mesela. We shouldn't do that. In other words, he says, yes, the difference between the yonim can be keveya, from aseh and loisaseh. But the Prote Dinim are not a Kedaya. And that's where he disagrees with the Bahag. Okay? That's just to set up what happened over here. Okay. Now, next point. Okay? Next point. Now that we have this, we do, there's a lot of more that's going on here in this church. Okay? Dan. See, what we're really going to try to get down to, okay, is what is it? Why should one assume after there's a Maseira, the Asei Shabbat and the Loisei Shabbat are two separate mitzvahs and minyan? We assume that the Pshat is because the Shnei in Yonim Nivdolim. Why should we assume that? And what does all this mean? Okay? And that is what we're about to do. Okay? So he says like this. Da, she'adovo ha'echod, yi'a boy, asei, v'lois asei, al'echod mishloish ha'ponim. Okay? The three categories. Three different cases that you have a dovo echod and that there's an asay in it and a lois asay in it, correct? Three categories. Oh, Shiti, now I'm going to read you Rav Kapach's translation because I think this will be much more important for us. Oh, Shiti, asir misuyemes, mitzvah sasay. V'aveiro olero mitzvos lo yisaseh. Okay? Asiyah misiyemes means is a clear, defined ma'isa. Okay? Asiyah misiyemes. Okay? So you have Korach translated, Oshieh, Eze Maisa, okay? But Eze Maisa, you know, in retrospect, you can look at it as saying the same thing, but the saying Asiyah Musuyemes really, you know, encapsulates what's going on here. So what do you see about this? That the mitzvah say is a Maisa. Okay. And the loisa say is an avera. Is an avera. And correct? The loisa says an avera. So if that's correct, okay, so he's giving us a say in what a mitzvah saseh is, and what a mitzvah lois saseh is, okay? Okay? And the question is, even before we start, what is he defining over here? Is he starting mitzvah lois saseh and defining the mitzvah saseh in contrast to it? Or is he starting the mitzvah saseh and he's defining the least the same contrast to it, okay? And look what he did. He says like this. Dan, she'adobu echot, yeh boy asay, v'lois asay. Oh, and what's the first case? Oh, she'tiyah asim yusiyemis mitzasay, v'aveir oleho. You're defining the lois aseh is the avera of violating the aseh. Okay. So then I ask you the following question. What would have happened, in other words, the aseh is aseh musuyemes. Okay, we should have to see what that means. And the lois aseh is the Aveiro Olero. So if I ask you, what is it? The Lois Aseh is basically coming to Mechazek the Aseh. The Aveiro Olero, correct? So what would have been in Minyan HaMitzvahs? I would have counted it all as one. But what would it have been? It would have been Mitzvah Aseh. And the lois aseh would have been to mechazek the aseh. Okay? And that's the chiddush. The Pirush HaMekubal tells you that the aseh shebo and the lois aseh are two inyonim, and it's not kilu lechazek, and they're two separate inyonim. There's a minyan of aseh and a minyan of lois aseh. Okay. That is like, you know, like the first step over here. Okay? That's very important. So then I ask you, since he counts, the mitzvah aseh and tells you basically, Asiyah Misuyemis, is he telling you something about what the definition of a mitzvah say is? Asiyah Misuyemis? Doesn't this sound very similar to Alochas Gedolos? When he talks about mitzvah say, he says, Elu mitzvahs kuma say. So means then, the tzivui, that because one in Yonah says, is do something. it's interesting. Okay, just let's get the do something. So it's interesting. When it comes to Sherish Ches, and he's coming to tell you this idea. This idea, Dan Shasholi he echod mishnei chelkei tzivui, that mitzvahs, that ashola, that a mitzvah said, there are two types of a tzivui. Klima, shat tzave al hamitzvahs, lasa is dover mesuyim. Again, lasa is dover mesuyim. Oh, shalom, lasa is say. That's what a definition is. And I say is to asiyah mesuyemet. And Eloisa said, ishlo lasa is say. That's the tzibur. Oh, she's a veil limona me lecho, v'toyim aloi al teichal. Okay. So that's what a mitzvah is. So that's okay. Now it's interesting. In this Sherish, I just want to give you the backdrop of what's going on here. In Sherish Hashmini, he goes about to explain to us that in Lois HaSeh, there's Azhora and Shlila. And Shlila is not a tzivui, therefore it can't be a Lois HaSeh, correct? So it's very interesting. He sets up a Sherish Shmini to discuss really what Tzibui is all about. And his whole discussion is polemics about a question of whether you can include Shlila or not. Or it's only Ashala, correct? But what about the definition of Mitzvah Saseh? There's no discussion b'chol. Because the truth is, that was never an issue. Because the Bahag also, when he crowns Eilim Mitzvahs Kumvas, Kumase, there never was an issue about this point. Haseh is Asiyah Musuyemes, as he points out both in Sherish Shishi and in Sherish Shmini. So it's very clear what it is. So that's very clear, correct? So you have to discuss the point. It's a mute point. You have to talk about it. Since the Bahag counts certain loisaseh, which is really a shlila. Okay, that's what he claims. And so that is the point of Sherish Shishmi. Okay. Okay. So here, if that's correct, I mean, this is like the framework of what's going on over here. So the next question, which you have to ask yourself, Rabbi Yisrael, is the following, okay? So you have this thing, you have Tayyad Mitzvahs, Ramach, Shasan, Mitzvah Saseh, is Rasiya, and Mitzvah Leisaseh. Rasiya Mesuyemes, and Rasiya Mesuyemes requires a Nusach, and that's the Chiddush. Even though you would have said, if you wouldn't have said, that an Aseh and Lois HaSeh is Shnei Inyonim, and that the Messiah says it's different, you would have said that the Torah says that the Lois HaSeh is coming to Mechazik the Aseh, something like that. Okay?
There's no corollary in terms of Aseh, in terms of a Shlila? There's no like linguistic problem of sometimes like describing something?
I don't know of such a thing. And even if there is, it might have been irrelevant because the Rambam never found anyone that questioned what an essay is. That's what he seems to be working over here. He only works on the other issue because no one would have said that a tzivui of an ashola is anything different than ashola, not a shalila.
I mean, if you say like the chalta v'savata v'rachta, you know, maybe just saying this is what's going to be. The thing Ramban talks about, maybe that's it's a description of something. It's not necessarily.
Okay, but is that a so he would the question? He is no one made that mistake, and there's no reason to talk about it. Okay, the reason you have to understand The Rambam has a covert and an overt purpose in writing the Shorsha, okay? The overt, okay, purpose is to attack and dissemble the Bahag's Minyan HaMitzvahs because he has something to supplant it, okay? But you understand, if you attack and you dismantle a Minyan HaMitzvahs, you have to have your own postulates. So if you look under the table all through the Yudal Shrushim, okay, you'll find the principles of the Rambam to tell you what mitzvahs are all about. Okay? And that's what's going on here. Okay? And that's what we have. Okay? Okay. Now, okay. So there are problems here, okay? And the problem is, let's even start slowly. See, go over here and you read. So what's the first case? Cherishishi. Da, Shadobo. What's the panorishon? First. O sheti asir misuyemes mitzis asei. We are veiro oleho mitzis loisaseh. Kugoin Shabbos, Vyontif, Vashmita. Shasias Molocha, Hamolocha, Behem Mitzvah Loisaseh. It's very interesting. Even though when he talks about it, what the conceptual issue of the Sheirish is, he's makdim the Aseh to the Loisaseh. Correct? The Aseh is the Asir Misuyemes, and the Lois Aseh is the Aveir Olel. However, when he goes to the explanation of what are the examples of this, he does it the opposite way. He's mocked in the Lois Aseh to the Aseh. And you know why? Just read it. Kigoyin. Shabbos, Vyonti, Vashmota, Vashmita, Shasir Samlocha Behem Mitzlois Aseh, Vashvisa Behem Mitzaseh, Kamoshi is Boy. Because if I ask you, on Shabbos and on Yonti, or on Shmita, is there asir mesuyemes? I refrain from doing melacha. I'm basically a shevi al tazer. To talk about a kumvasei here is amazing, and it's not like something that someone would assume a priori. However. The Bahag also counts Shvisa and Shabbos in the Mitzvah Kumbaseh. Mitzvah Kumbaseh. Okay. So I think the reason why he switches the order, because everyone will understand that the Maise of Melocha is a Maise Aveira and Aschola. But Shvisa? The person is doing something by actually not doing melacha is an amazing way of looking at things. And that's what he's trying to tell you. And I think that's why he goes out of his way. He doesn't say lihimona me melacha. He says shvisa. He wants to convey, as the Torah says, shibois shabosa, that you're doing something. That's what he's trying to convey here. And that's the Asir Misuyemes. Okay? And he does the same thing. What about fasting in Yom Kippur? Okay? For it says, B'chei Tzivo, Tzivom, Yom, B'chei Tzivom, Yom, HaKippur mitzvah saseh, the tzayin is a mitzvah saseh. And here, it's interesting, he switches the order. So I guess, I don't know, once you can imagine, or maybe the order is irrelevant, or once you can imagine not doing something to the kumbaseh, then we go back to the original klal, same, fasting. Okay? Or maybe because in jargon for people, I am fasting. Okay, refraining from eating is actually doing something. Okay, I'm not sure exactly why he's doing this. Okay, and maybe change the seder, but it's very clear what he is doing. There's a tzivui and there's a tzoma, and that's the chiddush over here, that the asei shebo is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, and the loisa shebo is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Okay. That's very important. However, here is where it becomes a little sticky. Okay? First question, okay. Is the Rambam really actually saying, and is it really true that the mitzvahs asay shebo on Shabbos and the mitzvahs loisah shebo is dover echod? So, no, I thought about it and it became very clear to me that it certainly is not. Because if you look in the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos, the Rambam will say look at this, I say it's like this in Minyan Kotze. Okay, here it is. Mitzvah say he will tell you that the mitzvah is not only including it not only includes refraining from melacha, but shvisas avdei and shvisas behemtei is also included in this.
Which is that?
I think, one second, let me just find it for a second. It's Kufnundal. Okay. When he talks of the Malocha in the last session, Chav, there's no discussion of anything except for him. And if you look in Per Chav of Hilchos Shabbos, you find the same type of thing. Because the Rambam will say that there's an Aseh Shvisas Behemtoi, and the Lois Aseh doesn't exist. So then, L'cheira, the Dova Echot, it becomes very strange. See, I would have told you, okay, that the Dova Echot itself, that the fact that it's not the same, that itself should be reason to count it differently, okay? Okay? However, the Rambam says that, disagrees and says that's not true, and shares she, because the Rambam there, he says that Shabbos the Torah said many times. Oh, here it is. He says, it's this he talks about. And then he says, but since he called tzitzis, oh, tefillin, then he says, he calls me give him a chlitza. I think somewhere over here, he mentions also the essay of Shabbos. Okay? You'll find it's here somewhere. He mentions the essay of Shabbos. Okay? And then he says many times, the Torah, he says 11 times, not sure exactly, Shabbos, and the Torah says many times about Dom. Okay? Oh, here it is. Kva Yadua, Hitzivui ala Shvisa b'Shabbos, Nichl b'Torah, Shteimes Rekom. What's a Nichma Batera? Some of them are telling you about Behema, and some of them are telling about Avod, some of them are telling you, so why is it Nichma? So this increment is not meaningful for him, which is an amazing thing. Okay? But he says it's Nichma. Okay? Hayal al Daitcha, she talking to Mishu, Shimnes, Mitzis. V'yoymu shemachah mitzlasei hashvisa b'shabbos v'hishteinus remitzes. Okay. So that's very clear, correct? That's very clear. Okay. So the Ram doesn't deal with this issue, even though I didn't want to send it out of Echad, okay? I'm going to answer the kasha with the kasha. But I would have told you a priori, according to Ram, intersections enough. I don't know why that should be enough. But whatever it is, that's what he's ready to assume, correct? Okay. So the first question I ask you, so isn't it true that the Rambam is defining a mitzvah say as a kum asay, like a ba'ad? Correct? So, could you imagine an Issa Asei in Minyan HaMitzvos according to the Rambam? You could imagine the Issa, which is an Ashava, but you imagine Issa Asei in Minyan HaMitzvos? So if you say the definition of a mitzvah asay is a siyam suyemes, you can't have it really. Okay. In fact, the Rambam said, okay? I'm just trying to. So in fact, the Rambam Perek Aleph of Issus says that there's an issa asay of Adoimi. Okay? Very clear. Very clear. He says, it is Rosh. Yeah. Perik Aleph, it was Ishus Halacha Ches, V'yesh She'isa B'yosem Ba'asei, V'enu Mechai B'lav, B'shloi She'en, Mitzri, V'adoimi, Dorishon, V'dorasheini, Echad Tzchon v'Echad Nekevus. Okay? So someone is boiled and Adoini in Mitzrayim. Okay? Dorish or Dorsheni? Tzinis HaSeh, correct? In Minyan HaMitzvah, Rambam, is there a mention of this? Is Adoini in Mitzrayim, Minyan HaMitzvah? I challenge you to find it. I didn't find it. So the answer is, it's not a simus yemes. There may be an ashova in the Torah of an Isra say, But that's nothing to do. Minyan tayag is tayag mitzaseh. Okay, and okay. So then it becomes amazing to ask yourself the question, if the purpose of the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvahs is to bring proof that the mitzvah is a mitzvah, and not to tell you dinim, why does he say in many places in Minyan HaMitzvahs lav habo b'chlal asei riboy l'shel? What does that tell you? The Hademi is not Minyan HaMitzvahs. So I want to tell you, Rabbi Yisrael, he does this in, I give you even a list, okay? You can go through the list, but it's not the game, it's a list, okay? The answer is that he's not trying to tell you that there's an Issa over here, but he learned that in the formula from the Chachmei HaMesira, saying, Lav Habo Michlal Asei Asei, or that the Mbali HaMesira are telling you it's an Asei, it's a Minyan HaMitzvahs. And that's his raya, that the Matiki HaShmua are saying there's a mitzvah over here. The fact that there's also an Issa Asei, okay? That is, you know, is just, you know, a side point and really irrelevant to Minyan HaMitzvahs B'chlal. And that's what he's trying to do. And that's why.
What do you think about it? Issa Asei is not, but if they tell me it is.
No, if the Chachmei HaMesira come and tell you, the Chachmei HaMesira come and tell you the following. They tell you that a loshim of lav habo mechlal asei. Okay, so it means that the Chachmei HaMesira are telling you, the Matiki HaShmua are telling you it's an Asei. And by telling you it's an Asei, it's a Minyan HaMitzvahs. By telling you it's an Asei, it's a Minyan HaMitzvahs. And that's the point. By telling you it's an Asei, it's a Minyan HaMitzvahs. And that's what he's proving. And that's why, for example, in the mitzvah of Pesuah, here it is, Lamed Ches, look at the way he formulates it. Hatzivu ishinitztav kohen gadol, lisa Pesuah, bifsuleho. It's formulated as a kumbaseh. V'hu amu yisal v'hu isha b'sel yikach. U'befeirish amu. Oysa Rebbe Akiva mamze v'afilu mechad yaseh. U'bebeire zeh k'gon bo k'ein godo she'enu b'sul sh'yasu alo baseh. L'fi sh'aklal etzleinu lav habo mechlal aseh. He's proving it's a mitzvah! So the point is, Rabbi Yisrael, if that's the case, okay, we're going to have to come and deal with this. But then, there's no place, and I don't know exactly, but Abchaim Shtichel Torah, the Tashbisu, and the Loshan Rambam, and the Mitzvahs Hashbosa, is a Kumbaseh, is Asir Mesuyemes, to say that the reason why there's no Laban until Asay, because the only Isa Asay, I'm not sure exactly how you're going to, play this out in this framework, okay? And Mitz Hashem, next week, we're going to have to deal with what's going on with Tumah. What's going on with Simone Behema Tehira Tmeite? What exactly is happening over here? But this is the issue that we're going to have to deal with. And that's basically, the next week.